If you've been online marketing for a while, you probably run across one of those page builders for building your landing page instantly. And I'm going to talk to you today about a way that you can get way better results with those. Stay tuned. You're listening to Mike Connolly on StrategicCast, coming to you live from Boulder, Colorado, where it was -6 degrees this morning when I got up. And this is where we explore how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. So you've seen these page builders, like, oh, there's so many of them now. So ClickFunnels and Lead Pages, and I think there's one called InstaPages, Thrive, Groove Pages is one of the newer ones. And here's the thing about those, all those page builders, is they come with these templates that are pre-built and they look fantastic, right? They look like, oh man, I could sell $1 million if I had a template that looked exactly like that. Problem is, you go in to fit your message into those templates, and you know it just never quite really fits. And so here's a trick that is going to, I believe, get you way, way better results and cause you far less frustration when you're using one of those things, is that you actually want to start with the copy. Of course, you would expect the copywriter to say that, but it's just true. Is take a Word document or Google Doc or even a plain old, you know, text file and write out your message. Come up with your hook. Make sure that you've got a really strong way that, you know, people are going to be interested in what it is that you've got. Assuming you've got good stuff to sell that really helps people, just communicate that in your message. And probably helps to write your headline there. Get all that down on, you know, good old, just typed out or written out, even handwritten if you like that. First, then figure out, okay, so I need to get the hook, and that's usually going to be not necessarily your headline. It could be right before the headline, could be right after the headline, somewhere very prominent, of course, on the page. And then if you want to have a video, you figure out where that goes on the page and so forth. You probably want to have some bullets and some explanatory text, depending on whether you've got a full-fledged sales page. Could be very long if it's just an opt-in page. Could be shorter if it's, you know, something like a book that you're selling for $4 or $10. Then maybe that goes on a shorter page as well. But here's the key, is get your message first, then figure out where to put all those gorgeous little blocks and nifty little, you know, colored sections and whatnot that that are going to drive your message home. That's the key part. Is it's one thing to make a beautiful landing page. It's another to make a landing page that really gets the message across and helps you create sales for your business. So I hope this is a helpful tip for you. If you enjoyed it, please post a review, give us a rating, hit subscribe, download wherever you're listening to this. Share it with a friend if you've got questions or comments, anything you'd like for me to share with you next time. Hit me up on Twitter at my handle there is at Strategic Copy, or go to strategiccopy.com and fill in the little contact form there. Love to hear from you. The more you engage, the better content we can deliver for you. Thanks for listening. See you next time.